to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Can join me on the air right now on rantemradio.com. Let me grab line number one real quick. Then I'll give out the call and number. Doom, how you doing, man?
Man, I don't know what the fuck I just watched, man.
Oh, my goodness. You guys can call in just like Doom did. 706-993-4606 is that number. 706-993-4606. Got a lot to talk about. NCAA brackets. Everybody bracket is busted.
Have they confirmed there's nobody in the country with a solid bracket?
I know before. What upset was that? It was one of them. There was one person left that had a perfect bracket in ESPN. But after that, and I forget what upset it was. I think it was Arizona upset. There was one person left that had a perfect bracket. Because ESPN sent a message for anybody who was playing that bracket game. But once those other upsets went down, I don't think anybody's got a perfect bracket now.
I mean, when Virginia lost, that was about 80% of the country, probably.
But you know what, though? And you guys can get in on Bracketology Talk as well, 706-993-4606. I think the one thing that people look at Virginia's defense that was going to get them over the hump and make it to the title game. But if you watch them play, they've been having problems scoring the basketball all year.
Yeah.
All year. And again, you just thought their defense was going to take them through, but wasn't the case.
Yeah. It's a weird one, man.
Then you got Michigan State losing. That killed a lot of people. A lot of people. Michigan State lost. Man, that hurt me. I think right now, probably the top two teams that would be left, or probably your highest percentage of winning would be Duke and Villanova.
And I can't stand another damn Duke.
I hate Duke with a passion, man. I hate him with a passion. Oh my goodness, man. I hate Duke with a passion. I just hope that one day, and again, we had a number one be the 16 seed, a number 16 be the number one, rather. That was amazing. But Stephen A. kind of said about it this morning on First Take. Damn it, somebody got to be in there you care about. Somebody got to be in this tournament that you care about. And not to disrespect any of these other schools who won, but, you know, if you were unknown, and you make it all the way to the dance,
you deserve to be there.
You deserve to be there, but is it going to be watchable?
I don't care.
Because a lot of people feel that way, that if it's somebody you've never seen before, make it all the way to the national title game, let's say against a Duke or say against a Villanova, would you want to see that?
I mean, it's the purity of sports, man. You can't. I don't care about it if the name ain't sexy. If they earn their way to be there, that's the allure of the damn tournament, man. You can't have. That's why it's hard to predict. Unlike college football, when you know it's going to be the same team every year. So this, I have no problem, man, because it gets you thinking about some of these smaller schools and to see if they're better basketball players at these smaller schools.
I'm taking a look at my bracket now. My bracket is so freaking busted. I think I'm at like 66%. This thing is so freaking busted. But I did pick Villanova in that bracket to win the title, so.
Yeah.
Let me see here. Arizona going down, hurt. You know, Virginia going down, hurt. Florida State beating Xavier, hurt. It's just crazy, man. It's just crazy. Did you do a bracket this year?
Nah, man. It's like by the time it was time, it was already too late. I was sitting there. I think I procrastinated too much.
There was one subject you wanted to touch on tonight, and that was Odell Beckham Jr. I'm gonna give it the floor, my friend.
Well, the dude's an idiot. That's first thing. You know, first of all, he was a prima donna, but his stock's gonna be done, man. Like, dude, you hanging out with Instagram models, doing drugs, all this other stuff. He hasn't matured, man. Why would you want to pay this dude big money, man? I don't care about his talent.
Right.
He's going to be another T.O. He's going to be this generation's T.O., man.
But you are right. He clearly does have the talent. But the Giants can't afford to get rid of him.
I would. Dude, trade him. Get some stuff. But I'll go back to the playoffs. What did he do? He took all the damn receivers and stuff to a boat trip.
This is true.
He's hurting the team more than what he's doing. Because if he get in his head in a close game, what's he going to do? Hit somebody in the back of their head, he's going to get you a 15-yarder. He's undisciplined. You can't win football games with undisciplined players. That's just the truth.
Well, he is a diva. That's true.
Yeah. He's getting too big. He thinks he's bigger than the brand. And that's what I have an issue with. A lot of these he's a good talent, but he's not a transition talent. And most transition talent doesn't think they're bigger than the brand, man. They play the game and they win. He hasn't won nothing. I don't even think they won a playoff game since he's been on the roster. No, they made the playoffs once.
They made the playoff once. Mm-hmm. They made the playoffs once. We'll see what they do this year. Those Giants fans out there, they need a running back bad. They need to redo the offensive line. I truly think that. And we'll see if they can do it. The defense needs to shore up, particularly in the secondary. They need to shore up back there, get another pass rusher. And we'll see what the Giants do. The bad part about it, though, the Giants are in the same division with them Eagles.
Oh, I'm worried about them Eagles, man.
Them Eagles, man. Ooh, Michael Bennett is with them now. You got Haleigh and Mata with them now.
They're going to have a hellacious pass rush, man.
Ooh. And all them boys going to do is just rotate them out. That's all they're going to do is rotate them out. 30, 40 steps for each one of them. They're going to be fresh and ready to go. And when the playoff times come, uh-oh.
Yeah, they're going to be some dogs on there.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be ready. Tony C., if you listening, your Cowboys. Ooh.
We just got the cornerback or something. Orlando I just Scandrick, seen we just traded.
Orlando Scandrick, yep.
But
you know who I really feel sorry for in this situation? And it's not so much Tony C, because Tony C is a realistic Dallas Cowboy fan. The person I feel sorry for is Skip!
Yep.
Skip Bayless! What you gonna do, man? Your Cowboys are falling apart. Alright, let's go ahead and get into some other sports news, sports talk today. Right now, the Houston Rockets and the NBA are ahead of the Warriors by 3 games. Can the Rockets legitimately beat the Warriors?
I don't think so, man. You know, Draymond Green just went out of the game with an injury, so all 4 All-Stars are hurt.
Yeah.
But now, see, this is why I was looking at the silver lining. Mm. Right now, if you look in the game, let me pull it up. They're playing San Antonio. No All-Stars. Mm. And they're beating the Spurs 63-61. See, this is what I'm gonna do a little strategy right now. You got guys that normally are not getting touches like Cook, Looney. Mm. Cook got 18 points right now. Mm. Looney's got 10. Dude, they're going. Once the All Stars get back, they're gonna run roughshod, dog. Cause now you got your bench. Your bench is gonna be coming off. You're gonna get some production from your bench. So right now I'm looking at the box score. Looney's got 10, Iguodala's got 10, and Cook's got 18. Nick Young got his 6, but you know he's a spot up shooter. These guys are gonna be. If you get the same production off your bench, and like 22, 23 minutes of these dudes playing, they got 63 points. Now imagine if Curry, Durant, them and hit, they get 20. They're gonna run roughshod, man. Or am I looking at it different? You know what I'm saying?
No, not necessarily. It's just gonna be. I think the issue that I have, Steve Kerr is not Pop.
Yeah.
You know, Pop can maximize the ability of his players for the most part. I don't know if Steve Kerr can do that. Overall, talent may win out over coaching in Golden State's case.
But they're beating the Spurs right now with no All-Stars. Their whole starting lineup was except Zsa Zsa Pachulia.
You know how I feel about him. Hitman!
Hey, like I said, they're beating the Spurs with all, you know, they don't have whatchamacallin' in there, but hey, these are the same Spurs that's 40 and 30. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like it's a slouch game, man. They're playing without. They're basically a mortal team right now.
Right. And like I said, hopefully they'll get those guys back. Kevin Durant, really, he's on my fantasy basketball team. And I know I'm speaking from a selfish perspective, but he really needs. That's the cog right there. Him and Steph. If him and Steph can come back.
They will. Steph will be back. They're just resting Steph's ankle, man. You either retwisted it, but he's going to be in there. Klay Thompson's going to get a good rest with his thumb, but you don't think, trust me, he's shooting. Draymond Green's out. He'll probably be out for about a week or two, but they'll be back. They'll be back in time in the playoffs.
And I think if Golden State is healthy,
yeah,
if they can get past the Rockets, which I think they will, they'll beat anybody else in the East.
Well, we also got to look at how the Rockets game is. And see, nobody's talking about, dude, they rely on free throws from Harden and Chris Paul.
And I want to bring that conversation up. How the referees calling these games? Because I'm not a LeBron fan. Everybody knows I'm not a LeBron James fan. But LeBron does drive to the hole. And maybe because he's got the...
Well, when LeBron drives to the hole, he throws his shoulder into the dude's chest. That's a charge, dude. He charges every time he comes in.
So you don't think it's more of a Cam Newton type of deal?
No. I mean, he charges and travels. So if they want it, he'd take about 8 steps.
Take about 20 steps. But I would love to.
Because
James Harden gets to the line, what, 15, 16 times a game?
What's up? Nah, my speakers real quick on that.
Oh.
But yeah, that's.
Because James Harden gets to the line about 15, 16 times a game.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this last game, he went to the line 14 times. He had 40 points. To me, he only had 26. Yeah. No, and that's not no 40 point game, dude. They would have lost the game. But again, he he just gets to the line, man. But they don't call the same kind of fouls they call in the regular season. But everybody's like, yo, he's MVP, man. If you take away, if it was a way that I could take you know, if I could see how many free throws he shot this year, dude, his numbers be low.
See, I like that Houston team from a standpoint of you got Harden doing his thing. You got a defensive-minded point guard in Chris Paul. You have a couple of good bigs. They can shoot the three. They got some people that can play defense. They got a little bit of everything. Even with that little bit of everything, I don't think they're still good enough to beat a healthy Golden State team. Now, Golden State now being hurt, yeah, but what's the best shot you give? What would a series between Houston and a fully healthy Golden State team be? What, 5-1, 4-2?
Pretty much. Well, like I said again, man, when you go on to sit back and you look at it, you know, so you want to really sit back and look at it. I don't think they're Houston's all. I think they got the luck of the draw, but you know, if I could crunch the numbers, I would. You know what I'm saying? But like I said again, as much as I've seen them play, man, it's just James Harden's game, man. It is draw foul, go to the free throw line. What they play Sunday?
Yeah, I think they play Sunday.
Don't pull up box score. Like I said, I try to look at the stats and shooting percentages, not to be like a
analytics guy.
Analytics. But let's see, he went 9 for 11, man. He went 9 for 18. Mm. 2 for 9 for 3-point, and he scored 34 last night. But he went 14 for 14 for field goal. So technically, he only really scored 20 points, man.
Do you have a problem with the way the league has been officiated this year?
Oh yeah, they don't call certain stuff, man. Now, I've been saying that for years, because back in the finals, man, Steph Curry be getting slapped and all this other stuff, hitting threes. They don't call it, man, but certain people, they'll call no contact fouls. So I mean, you don't even call fouls on your league MVP, man. That's why I have a problem, man. But they rely too much on the three ball, but their shooting percentages ain't really that high, man. We sit back and look at it. They should have lost this game by, it should have been like 115-120. But I just don't see the production that, you know, you're going to get out of. I don't see them playing that many, you know what I'm saying? Hell, you could hacking Shaq, Clinton Capella. He can't shoot free throws. I mean, it's various, you know, so it's various things you could do that you could, you know,
take advantage of the Rockets.
Yeah,
take advantage.
They just haven't played the team back to back for them to implement it. But again, you know, they're going to be a great regular season team, and then they're going to fall apart in the playoffs. Because I'm seeing some trends.
Right. Let's stay in the association for a second. I want to talk about the Portland Trail Blazers. Now, I met a new friend. New friend, Dakota Billington, my good friend. He is a huge Trailblazers fan.
Okay.
And I popped a question earlier on the group page. Are the Portland Trailblazers the most underrated team in the NBA?
Yeah.
I say yes. You say yes too?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Now, here's what Dakota says. And I think, Dakota, if I'm wrong, because I saw you in the chat room, am I wrong? I think you live in Portland or in the Portland area. And he said, and he told me on that post, he said yes or no. This, and this is what he says. This is what Portland does in the second half of the season. They fly under the radar up to the All-Star. They fly under the radar up to the All-Star team. They aren't underrated. They just go unnoticed, tucked away in the corner of the Pacific Northwest. They've been like this even back to the days of Brandon Roy and LaMarcus.
Marcus Aldridge looked like he half retarded, but he actually leaves sometimes.
They've been like this even back to the Brandon Roy, LaMarcus Aldridge days. People know they are right there, but choose not to talk about them.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't go back to the day when they had Clyde the Glide and, you know, Pippen and stuff. Portland's always had kind of squads, man, but it's Portland, Oregon, man. The only other show that I know anything about Portland, Oregon is Grimm.
But let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. When you look, and this is why I asked that question. Look at that Trailblazer backcourt. Yeah. You got McCullough.
Mm-hmm.
You got
DeRozan, right?
You got CJ McCullough. You got Dame Lillard.
You got
that's a hell of a backcourt, man.
Yeah.
Those boys can put up 50. At any moment, I believe right now, if memory serves me, they are the third team in the West. Man, if Houston and somehow go, if they slip, and I doubt if they will, but if they slip, that can be a dangerous team, man.
Oh, yeah.
I doubt if Houston slips. I doubt if Golden State slips. But boy, Portland can be a real good one. And I love to see it because Dame Lillard, he needs all the press he gets. If I'm Dame Lillard with my contract up, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out. Same thing with CJ McCollum. I'm out. They may need each other to survive, but I know I'm out. Because yeah. I don't think Portland's going to break the bank for him, and I just go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's, again, I don't know how the breaking the bank and the salary cap. Man, that's just a lot of the finances and stuff. So it's going to be another balance of power shift in the NBA.
I think Portland needs a third score.
Yeah.
I think they really do. They get a third. If they get a good third score on that team, somebody, you know, maybe like a Kevin Love type.
Yeah, he'd make a good fit, but I got a feeling Kevin Love's going to go for the Warriors.
We'll see. We'll see. That'd be interesting.
I mean, his best friend there.
Right. Right. And not that far from the area. Let's switch over to a little golf. Tiger Woods played extremely well yesterday until he flamed out with two birdies at the end. Is Tiger Woods officially back?
He getting there. He needs to become the jet flying limousine ride, wheeling and dealing, Tiger Woods. He need to start messing with multiple women to get his mojo back. Man.
Why you got to say it like that?
Hey, man. you can't hide who you is, man. So if you into that stuff, screw it. That's what made Ric Flair Ric Flair. No, me apologizing. Hey, this is me, baby. Woo, you know what I'm saying? Just look right to the camera and go woo.
Here's my thing with it. Yesterday, he played really well. Like I said, up until the end yesterday with those two birdies. But he played extremely well yesterday. If he can stay healthy.
Yeah.
And that,
but I don't never see him as a failure, man. He was dominating golf since 96, dog. That's a long time, dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people, I mean, it was for years. You couldn't really win that in golf.
Yeah.
Who was it? Vijay Singh or whatever. They didn't win nothing until Tiger's downfall in like what 2011, 12.
I think it was 11.
Yeah, you know 11. What I'm saying. You can't dominate. Not everybody's a Venus or Serena Williams. You right. know what I'm saying.
But I think Tiger can't. He's established himself. I think he's established that he's back. He's fully healthy. And with him being fully healthy, that makes him a real threat to win Augusta. He knows Augusta like no other. He'll be here. I'm here in Augusta, so he'll be here.
Mm-hmm.
He can win the Masters. and he can get a green jacket. And he does, and just him coming back has made golf so much more watchable. And so many of these other players have made them a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. If it weren't for him, man. And that's what killed me when people be like, Tiger Woods was a draw, man. Nobody else cared about golf until Tiger Woods came along.
It's good to see him back. And looking to see if he can win Augusta. Like I say, if he had those two birdies yesterday, if he can turn that around, play solid. I think he shot a 69 overall.
See, that's a good number for him. Let me stop.
He had a messed up Saturday. He shot 72 on Saturday. If he could have done a little bit better, then you know who knows what. But I think he's a threat to win it. I really think he is a threat to win it all. Let's go back to the NFL for a quick second. I want to talk about one of your favorite players. Bengals linebacker Vontaze Burfict is facing a 4-game suspension for violating the NFL performance enhancing drug policy. Should the Bengals just release him?
Yes. He's a juicer. He's a no good rotten son of a bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of this dude. But again, it goes back to Marvin Lewis. He has a very unorthodox he doesn't run a good ship, man, and that just shows leadership. But then also Burfict's just a nasty cheating player, so
I know those roughnecks don't necessarily entice you to watch the NFL.
And hell, he should still be in a concussion protocol after that hit he took for that damn receiver from Pittsburgh. He's not the stuffing out of him.
I don't think he should be released, but someone needs to rein him in.
Oh, it goes to coaching, man. Like, yeah. Dude, you doing PEDs or like? He shouldn't, man. You know they need to start drug testing these dudes in the offseason. Get Odell too. Sniffing cocaine.
I think there's certain drugs you test for. I think you gotta toe a line, though. I mean, because you know, I know in the past, I've got on the weed initiative. No one should be on the weed. Then later, I kind of softened my stance a little bit and said the NFL shouldn't be testing for weed. But performance-enhancing drugs, I'm kind of 50-50 because you're trying to get back something that you lost. It could be recovery. It could be something like that. I don't think they need to release him, but somebody got to rein him in.
Oh, no, I don't think he cares. Like I said, this to me, it's just the way he plays. That's why I have an issue with it. It'd have been one thing, and also he hasn't had no injury. Like when we talk about PEDs, I don't have a problem with PEDs. It's in cases like this, he's in shape. Why does he even need it? I mean, either he's lacking a skill or, you know, this and that, but in the case of when Ray Lewis got hurt and they were talking about deer antler spray, hey, if it helps the dude get back on the field quicker, I don't have no issue with it. But to me, cheating is like you take a drug and you turn to Captain America or something. That's when I think that's cheating. Like, your skills get better, but in this aspect, I don't understand why he was taking us, though. You know, you should be working out on your all time. You got plenty of money, dude. Get your nutrition, you know, a trainer or something. The Bengals provide that, right? The football teams, nutrition specialists and stuff.
I think so, yeah.
So
from a club perspective. From a club perspective, yeah.
Yeah.
Floyd Mayweather was in the news today. Up here talking about some, he is going to apply for his MMA license. Floyd, don't do it, man.
No, I want him to do it. Damn that. Everybody else, he needed to get in there and get his ass whipped. running around always. See, he can't run in that octagon.
Don't do it, Floyd. Don't do it, man. I'm telling you.
No. He needs that humble pie. Get in there with McGregor. Like how your boy Shannon Sharp said, he took him out in the deep water, right? Because McGregor was staying toe-to-toe with him. He just hit that wall, man. So let damn McGregor take damn Floyd out of the deep water, and he can't run that cage. He be bouncing around and hit that cage. Let him get roughed up.
I don't want to see that because I'm not a Floyd. I
want to see it. Damn,
I'm not
that.
A Floyd fan. I'm not a Floyd fan at all. But at the same point, man, that MMA match, it wouldn't last long.
Hey, I don't care. It'd be just like, I don't care. He talked too much shit. That's what happens to a heel.
It would not last long at all. We both know this.
I don't, let him make some more money, because that's going to draw some money, but I don't care. Let him get in there, get his ass whipped, so he can't walk around and be like, wait, you got your ass whipped in there, MMA, because that ass whooping that's coming, he's been needed that.
Let's skip on over and go over to the New England Patriots over in the NFL. They lost a lot of players through free agency. They gained two, but they lost some prominent players, particularly on the offensive side of the football. One defensively, they lost Malcolm Butler to the Tennessee Titans. They lost.
I'm happy for him. No, that's not loss. Mm-hmm. He was released into the wild, and he's got $61 million. So
True that.
He didn't lose nothing. They didn't want to pay him. They didn't want to play him. So screw him.
Then you got James White leaving. You also got Danny Amendola leaving.
Brady's security blanket's gone.
Oh yeah.
Oh, they clearing house. Something's up. Amendola ain't. He was a little loyal dude. He ain't leaving. I think Brady about to retire on these dudes. Come on, man.
He ain't gonna retire right now, is he? Brady ain't gonna retire right now, is he? He said he wanna play till he's 45.
Okay, why would his best? Why would his number one target leave him?
Well, you know he was number one because Edelman was hurt.
Okay, so is Edelman and okay? Like I said, that was little. I think Brady got a certain much time.
Now, the Patriots did add a few players through free agency. Adrian Claiborne, defensive end from the Atlanta Falcons, and they picked up former Bengals running back Jeremy Hill.
Didn't they pick up Ndamukong Suh?
Nope.
Well, his career is pretty much done. Nobody's going to deal with that baggage, and he ain't really did nothing in Miami.
He's still making tours. I know that, though. He's still making trips. He's still making recruiting trips, so we'll see where he ends up. I know he's been talking to a few other teams, so definitely we'll see where he ends up. He did nothing in Miami. He got all that money and did absolutely nothing, so we see if he can't sort of like come back or resurrect his career. Eagles, the Philadelphia Eagles were open Thursday night football for the 2018 season on Thursday night. It will be against the Minnesota Vikings in a possible revenge game. Should we even have Thursday night football?
I didn't have a problem with it. As long as you had a decent game. It was some stinkers up there.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It really, really was. It really, really was. Let's move on. Do you think John Elway was being truthful about having Case Keenum as his guy?
I don't know what John Elway thinks. They need damn Jesus. That's what they need.
I mean, I know he didn't want to pay or couldn't pay Kirk Cousins or guarantee any type of money like that, because if you would have done that, then you letting a lot of folks go for him.
Yeah.
You know, DT, the Marion Thomas, gone. Emmanuel Sanders, gone. So, you have to give up a lot for him. So, he should have said, we got the best quarterback we can afford. is what he should have said. That's exactly what he should have said. I want to talk about another situation going back to the association very quickly. Got 10 minutes left. You guys can get on it here. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call in. Tyronn Lue taking a leave of absence due to his health. Walking away from coaching the Cleveland Cavaliers. From walking away from coaching LeBron James.
LeBron told him, hey.
Do you think it's his health or coaching LeBron?
It's coaching LeBron, man. He can't say nothing. LeBron be like, sit down, shut the hell up. Okay, boss. You know what I'm saying? So the issue is, Lou probably just said, screw this. I don't feel good. I'm taking leave of absence.
You know what? That sounds about right to me. Now, people are saying in the general media, people are a lot more connected than me, that it's been well documented that Ty Lue's been going through health issues. But I just think the timing of it is kind of weird.
Well, you know, he got bad ankles ever since Iverson crossed him over.
That's so wrong. That man tried his best. But it's been, you know, well known that Ty Lue has been, you know, his health has sort of kind of been failing, you know, chest pains, not going to sleep till 9 o'clock.
They suck. He know they about to fire his ass. He got the stress.
Larry Drew is taking over that team, and yeah, he's been around the block a few times, so I think Larry Drew will be fine. Even if they implode, I don't think any of that would be on Larry Drew.
It's on LeBron. LeBron's the coach.
Well, let me ask you this. If Cleveland doesn't go, or their season doesn't go as planned, let's say they play Toronto in the second round and Toronto beats them, would you be willing to give Cleveland excuses?
No. The excuse is LeBron James destroyed that team. He constructed it. He destroyed it.
He did. Can't argue that point.
When you sit back, you had Kyrie Irving. You couldn't, you know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be the best. You'll take all the joy and accolades, but when it's your fault that y'all lose, it was everybody else's fault. Kyrie got tired of that and left.
Yeah, he did.
Because LeBron's a glory hog.
All right, let's take two. Got eight minutes left. If you guys want to get into the show, feel free. 706-993-4606 is that number for you to call in. Still got a few minutes to go here before the 12 o'clock hour. Let's stay in Cleveland. Those Cleveland Browns, can they produce a winning season this year?
I got to see how they go, man. But they look like they're putting the right pieces together. They got an experienced quarterback. I don't care what people think about Tyrod. They got a running back. They got some receivers. Is old boy, the one that was on the drug policy, coming back?
Josh Gordon?
Yeah.
Yes. And there you got Jarvis Landry.
They will have a running game. Mm-hmm. Like I said, they got some people on defense. Mm-hmm. They might have the right pieces, so they might be a sleeper. My sleeper pick for next year is down in San Francisco.
Yeah. Sounded Richard Sherman.
Yeah. They got a quarterback that looked like he can go.
And we'll see what happens in the draft coming up, but let's see if the 49ers can build upon what they've done, what they did last year.
Yeah.
And I think some of these moves in the NFL is quite interesting. You got Dante Moncrief leaving Indianapolis to go to Jacksonville. That gives Blake Bortles another speedy receiver. Carlos Hyde goes to Cleveland. That's a pretty good sign by them. Quality running back when he's healthy. I don't think the current 49ers regime like Carlos Hyde, so they went ahead and he didn't. They didn't trade for him, but he rather left him as a free agent. But that's still a good signing by the Cleveland Browns. Gotta see what they can do. Tyrod Taylor's okay. I still think they draft a quarterback, though. I still think they draft a quarterback. I just don't know who's going to be there. I think Josh Rosen will be gone. They might get maybe Baker Mayfield goes there.
Yeah.
I don't know. But we'll see for sure what those guys do.
So what's the word on Baker Mayfield? They say he might not do good in the NFL.
I think skill-wise, he's fine.
But they're looking at his personality.
Right. They're trying to see if he's another Johnny Manziel. He's a little bigger. He's bigger than Johnny. He has a better arm than Johnny. It looks to be that he can make all the throws. They're just worried about his mentality and his attitude.
Well, yeah, you got to nowadays.
Yeah, so true. So true. Have to worry about it. Got 5 minutes left to go in the show. Want to get in now. 706-993-4606 is that number for you to call in to finish us out. Very, very quickly, let's go over what we have on Rant EN Radio this week. Tomorrow night will be all new episode. Whoa, what's wrong with my computer?
We're talking about that damn final deletion.
Tomorrow night will be all new episode, our new episode of The Shining Wizards at 7 p.m. Eastern, followed by The Rant at 9 p.m. Eastern. AA, who made a Toys R Us run. I wanted him to get me a Goku Funko Pop. But my kids left that place. And when Toys R Us said it was closing, that hurt me to my heart, man. He made that Toys R Us run. Appreciate you doing that, AA. To see them for the final time being open. AA, Tony C will be on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Get you caught up on all the wrestling action. Monday Night Raw, and it will be on the air for WWE SmackDown. Then on Thursday night, it's a new episode of Rant and Wrestling, followed by Turnbuckle Throwbacks, One Above from Another Mother, Phil Ray and Choppy. And then on Sunday, it's the What Are You Ruling comic book show with Surfer. Did you call his show last week?
Yeah, I called. Then we were talking about it. Then he had the Brett Lee in. Getting pretty good, you know, talking about that Affinity War.
Right. Definitely check Surfer's show out, get you all caught up in the world of comics, Arrowverse TV shows. I think he watches Gotham too, which is something I don't do. I can't stand Gotham. But
still watch the damn show.
I can't stand Gotham, but definitely check his show out. What Are You Ruling comic book show Sundays at 5 p.m. right here on Rainy Radio. And then Monday, 11:15 p.m., right after Monday Night Raw, is the Sports Report with myself, Cass Thousands. Go over all your day and your week in sports. All right, it's 11:57. Let's go ahead and time this thing out. Anything else you got to add, Doom, before we roll out for the night?
Man, I'm good.
Just want to say real quick, Tony C, get better, man. I know you're listening. So get better, man. Get better soon. Hope we'll have you back. We'll see you, hear you tomorrow, and we hopefully have you on the Sports Report very, very soon as you get better. Progress to the path of wellness, my friend. Let me do this real quick, and then we'll roll out. Give me a second. Come on. My PC has been giving me issues. I'm going to have to get a new PC, man. I don't want to spend all that moolah, but I think I'm going to have to do it, man. I think I'm going to have to do it. All right, you guys. If there's nothing else, Doom, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate you as always. And we'll see you guys next week right here on the Sports Report on Rant EM Radio. Take care, guys.